Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspiration Nation, your destination for inspiration, with your host, Teresa Morrow, the author's cheerleader. Inspiration Nation shares inspiration from the world of words and is the place where connection comes from life experience and personal stories. Inspiration Nation Radio is proud to bring you authors, writers, speakers, and leaders from different walks of life to empower and inspire you to live from your best self. Inspiration Nation, your destination for inspiration. And now, welcome to the show with your host, Teresa Morrow, the author's cheerleader.
Well, welcome, welcome everyone to another edition of Inspiration Nation. I am your host, Teresa Morrow, and I am so thankful and grateful that you guys are here with us. Today I have with me Barb Parcells, and she is the author of Songs of an Extraordinary Life. Hi, Barb. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good in sunny Florida. We were just talking about the weather a little bit, you in upstate New York. And what did you say it was, the weather-wise up there? It was like 70?
We woke up to 71 degrees this morning, which is totally out of the ordinary for us at this time of the year. And it's a bit windy. I know there's a couple of storms rolling this way, so we're batting down the hatches and letting it blow over. Nothing keeps me out of my garden very long.
And we were talking about gardening too. You said, "Oh, this is perfect garden weather, right?"
Yep.
My passion. That's awesome.
After writing.
There you go. See, awesome. Well, your book today, we're talking about the Songs of an Extraordinary Life. And tell the listeners a little bit, what inspired you to write the book?
Well, it started when I turned 65 last year.
Mm.
And I have been writing a blog since October of 2012 called Flower Bear's Garden, Planting the Seeds for the Second Half of Life. And that blog was, the purpose of that blog was to encourage folks who are over 50, who are now looking at a whole different change of life. I mean, now we're moving into what I call our third age. We have first age is our childhood. Second age is our adulthood. When we do all those things, you know, we follow all the rules and have the kids in the house and the job and that whole thing. And now we're moving into a third age, and that's uncharted territory. And so, because I love gardening, I use garden analogies in the blog about planting seeds, preparing the ground, planting your dreams. But I was hearing from folks, especially women, about feeling like the culture did not support our moving forward. Baby boomer generation, 10,000 every day turning 65, 40% of the demographic now. So that's a huge block of folks, and a great many of them are still under the cultural impression that, oh, 65, hang it up, get the rocking chair, get out the knitting, and let the grandkids, you know. And that's, like, so not true. And especially for this generation who, you know, we changed the culture. We changed music. We changed politics. And to say that we're going to sit still and be put out to pasture is totally not going to happen. So I took all these ideas and comments, and I thought, what was a good way to approach the subject that boomers would relate to? And certainly music was a huge, huge part of our generation. It really, really defined the generation. So I took song titles that we would all be familiar with, and broke the chapters down into different aspects of our life that we now have to look at, either to change our opinions or to change, you know, the culture about it. And so that's what inspired me. Just somebody wrote about older women feeling like they were wearing invisibility cloaks, to borrow a line from Harry Potter. And that one really got me. That one really got me. I think that was the spur in my side, so to speak.
There you go. Well, because what I'm seeing, kind of this emergence with, like you say, older, the generation of actually really coming into their own and finding a new way to plant seeds. I, you know, attend some networking groups around Florida, and it's interesting that, you know, it's awesome to see these ladies who are, oh, you know, I'm starting a new business. I'm becoming an entrepreneur. I'm becoming a blogger. Mm-hmm. I'm becoming a writer. I'm, you know, painting. I'm going to, you know, just all of these, whatever they've wanted to do. And it's, I've actually seen, at least in Florida, you know, some insurgents of that generation really stepping into. And it's nice to see. It really is, because there's so much great stuff there, I think.
We come with six generations of experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, decades rather, of experience. You know, politics, a culture, just the experience of living and working and raising a family and being involved in community. And we have so much to teach. We have so much to share with the young women coming up today. And I've really been pleased in the last year or so to see that that whole concept is really now finally starting to pick up momentum as far as being, you know, in the media and in the movies. I was just commenting the other day that there's two movies out, or I think currently, with older women as stars that are supposed to be absolutely wonderful. I'll See You in My Dreams with Blythe Danner, Five Flights Up with Diane Keaton. And then, of course, there's Helen Mirren, who is just, she's like our poster child of our generation, is Helen Mirren. Meryl Streep's got one coming out in August. So, you know, we're out there. We're out there. We're happening. And yeah, this is all uncharted territory, and we can write our own music. There is nothing to stop us from creating a whole new life.
Right. I actually know of a lady whose mom had started to write, and she was just piddling with something. Her daughter was a writer for a local newspaper, and I think her mom at this time had lived with her. And she had said, oh, Mom, why don't you write a story or something? And she said, oh, well, I guess. So I think the daughter went to the store or whatever and ran errands and came back. And she, Mom, so did you, you know, end up writing anything? She's like, oh, yeah, I wrote a few things. She said, it's over there on the table. Her daughter looks over and there's like 10 sheets of stuff. And she started reading it. She's like, Mom, this is really good. You should send it into the paper. She's like, oh, no, I was just fiddling around, you know, just passing time. The mom ended up being a writer for the local paper for years after that. And it was really great to see because, like you said, she created a whole new life for herself that wasn't even thought of. I mean, she really thought she wasn't really doing anything other than just kind of passing time. And she got paid for it, and that was the kicker, too. She thought that was cute. That she's like, I'm getting money, you know.
Yeah, well, the other thing that has come along at this stage in our lives, it couldn't be a better time for it. It's also the inroads that are being made in technology, and especially in the world of publishing, because self-publishing has now become a huge thing. And we are the generation that grew up facing things called rejection slips. You know, I can't tell you, I could have papered an entire room with the rejection slips that I got over the years. I've been writing since I was five. And told my mother at the age of five that I was going to be an author one day. And, but, you know, life and kids and work and marriages and divorces and things come along And wrote when I could, did some side jobs that were writing related, like PR, and I did a short Simmons report. But the serious writing, what I really wanted to do, what I felt called to do, was tough to break into, especially as a woman. So those were, Gloria Steinem was another one of my heroes, because she not only was a leader in the women's movement, but she was also a writer. So, but self-publishing, wow, that just gave us permission to be who we want to be, to be who we are. And I have just had a ball with it. This is my second ebook, and I am totally, I'm addicted. I think I'm going to be ebook junkie. But I love it. I'm having the time of my life with it.
Well, and that's, I think, your big theme here, your big story here to share with people is that, you know, just because you hit a certain number doesn't mean you're done. Like you said, it doesn't mean that there's nothing else left in you to do. You know, I've known men and women who've gone on to have careers. There's a gentleman I know who is a travel agent. Been doing it for years, but he keeps doing it. Why? Because he loves it. You know, it's his. He's very good at it, and he loves it. And so, and he's in his 70s. So, like, you know, just keep going. If there's something you want to do, or if you want to find something new, do it. There's nothing, you know, stopping you really but you, right?
I have several friends who are, and I know they are just a representative of the entire age group that are going back to school, that are taking up degrees, but getting certified in things. As you said, starting businesses, online businesses, really a lot of bloggers out there. I had to be told that I couldn't, the online name Flower Bear that I was writing on, honestly, my first outing into the world of the internet was on Oprah's book club. And she had some O groups there, and I was being teased. You know, you can't. I kept signing everything Barb, and they said, "No, you need a screen name." So the more they got to know me, they said, "Well, you love gardening and you collect teddy bears, so we're going to call you Flower Bear." And so that hung on. You know, that stuck.
Yep.
And so when I decided to create the blog, I found one of my teddy bears that looked like she was a gardening bear, and she became, as the kids say, my avatar. So I wrote under her name for a while until I got the courage to say, "Okay, now we're going to write under my name. We're doing well. They seem to like me, so I'm going to write under my name now." So the second book came out under my real name.
There you go. Well, we have a couple more minutes left, Barb, and I want you to be able to share with the listeners. Where can they find out more about you? You mentioned your blog. Let them know what that URL is, and where can they find out, where can they find your ebooks?
The ebook is available on Amazon Kindle. Song of an Extraordinary Life. And if you don't have a Kindle, Amazon offers a free reading app that you can download onto your PC or your tablet or what have you. Song of an Extraordinary Life also has its own Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Song of an Extraordinary Life. The blog that I write, Flower Bear's Garden, is on Blogger. It's flowerbearsgarden at blogger.com, blogspot.com. But she also has her own Facebook page, Flower Bears Garden. And both sites have buttons that you can click on the shop now to either purchase the songbook or the first book based on the blog, which is called Staying Rooted. So both of them are available through the Facebook pages and on Amazon. Just type in my name or just go right to the title of the book. But the links are on the Facebook page. Soon to come, I hope, a website. We're working on that. Technology is exciting, and I'm feeling my way along.
There you go. Awesome. And do you have any books, more books in the process?
Yes, there's one that's going to come out next year. We're just in the planning. I'm just doing research on it and notes and stuff. It's a memoir. It's called True North.
Oh, nice.
And it's about how I walked away from my old life and started a new one.
That sounds perfect. Wow, I'm excited for you. And You know, thank you for being on the show and talking about your book.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's really awesome to see everyone blossoming, you know, everyone blooming and blossoming in their whatever stage they're in, right?
I said I was going to be a writer at 5. It only took me 60 years. You never give up the dream. Never.
Never give up the dream. There you go. That's exactly true. Thank
Bloom
you guys so much
plants,
for being on the show.
That's my motto. Okay.
There you go. Exactly. Thank you guys all for listening, and thank you again, Barb, for being on the show. And remember, everyone, be the inspiration you wish to see in the world. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.